Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-commerce Paradise Podcast. Back today with another episode. Today's episode is all about customer service and why it's so important to the long-term success of your high-ticket dropshipping business. So customer service plays a big role when you're running your day-to-day operations, and you should definitely consider how great customer service can not only help you keep your customers happy, but also bring you more revenue in the long run. I wanted to start off with kind of an alarming fact. I don't know if you guys remember, but in April 2017, United Airlines went through a crazy moment where they kicked a doctor off of their airline, off of their flight. He was actually dragged out of his seat. And the preceding week or so after that, they lost $770 million. I'm reading this on article on entrepreneur.com. $770 million is a lot of money, guys. And yeah, it was a big deal. So they definitely learned their lesson, for sure. And I think the biggest point here is that horrible customer service, right, can lead to horrible results for your business. It happens sometimes, and you can't avoid having nasty customers, but what you can do is avoid reacting nastily to them, right? So the best thing in life is to understand that you're not always going to be able to control your external circumstances, but you can always control how you react to them. So when you have a nasty customer, you just have to calm down, relax, and understand that the number one goal of your business is to make sure that they're 100% satisfied. And that you make it a profitable transaction, of course. But the satisfaction should come before profitability. Even though you are in business to make money, you are more in business to solve someone's problems, because the more people's problems you solve, the more money you make, right? You can't make money without solving problems, and if you did, it's a scam. So make sure that you understand that. And if a product arrives bad to a customer, then you need to make up for it. So it's good to have your policies in place, but make sure that no matter what, if the customer is really upset with that and they don't want to pay the extra fee for whatever reason, that you just cut them some slack, eat the cost, and just go through with the transaction. Take the product back, whatever it takes, and that's it, guys. You have to keep it really simple and make sure that's a good experience for the customer. With drop shipping specifically, you don't have your own products. You're dealing with other suppliers' products. So the tendency is to sometimes place the blame on the supplier or, the brand or whatever. So, and I can see where people come from when they want to do that, because they want to take the blame off their own plate. But being a company that is trustworthy and respectful and responsible, you have to be able to take responsibility for your supplier's actions. So if that means that your supplier didn't have good quality control, or the shipping company delivered it and it was damaged, you have to be the one to take responsibility for that. Even though it seems weird, like UPS damaged it in shipment, still you want to say, we are 100% sorry. We understand that it is really important to provide shipping couriers that are, responsible and deliver things on time in the same condition that they took the product in. And we accept full responsibility for this, and we're going to do everything we can to make it right for you. Things like that really help ease customers, because they know that you're not just some fly-by-night company, that you're actually going to take responsibility, and it shows leadership as well. And by the way, these are the kind of things that you want to work into the company culture of your business. You're going to be outsourcing your tasks to virtual assistants. You want to make these kinds of things a part of your culture. You want to make sure that you train your VAs to do these types of things, that no matter what, they're going to take care of the customers. Because if a customer talks to a VA and the VA has a bad attitude, that's going to reflect badly on your company. And they're going to request to speak to the supervisor, and then you're going to get a call, and then you're going to deal with somebody who's upset about the VA, and they're going to go on for a while. So just understand, human emotions are very strong, right? When we have a bad experience, we're way more likely to talk about it than if we had a good experience. How strange is that, right? But it's true. And the sense of loss is much stronger than a sense of gain. Okay, just keep that in mind. So yeah, it's a great thing to do when you're having good things happen, to provide good customer service, but it's even more important, way more important, to provide good customer service when something bad happens. Okay, so keep that in mind, that you really do pass the test of customer service when something goes wrong and how you handle it. And to build on that, when you get a review from a customer, and it's a review based on a situation that went bad, that's actually a positive review about how your company handled it, that review is actually a lot stronger and carries a lot further with customers than just regular good reviews. So if you're reading through a website and it talks about, yeah, I got the wrong size, or, you know, I got the wrong product, or I got the wrong color, whatever, and they were really nice and they shipped us out a new one immediately, blah, 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 that customer's gonna be like, whoa, that's cool. This is a company I actually would rather work with, as opposed to this other company that doesn't have any reviews like that. So keep that in mind, guys, because those kinds of reviews really, really do help. And reviews are the number one thing that makes sales, so keep that in mind. You know, it's something that, like, when these kinds of bad situations happen, it's definitely hard to fix, and they can kind of drag on and on and on, you know, especially dealing with big products, but products that are hard to ship. You know, we were just selling mobility scooters. That was one of the latest sites we did, and we sold those sites. Big, heavy products. Some of them are very large. And if a company or a customer gets them and gets one and he doesn't like the way it performs, or maybe there's some issue with it, there can be some, you know, negative dissent when it comes to shipping it back, because it's like a couple hundred bucks, you know, they got to crate it up and, you know, hire a freight company to ship it back and all that. So a lot of these high ticket niches are very expensive. So keep in mind that, you know, you should definitely focus on getting as many sales as you can, because most of the sales are going to pay for the costs of dealing with maybe one of these every month, or one every quarter, or something like that, where the customer is unsatisfied with the products and just wants to send it, you know, have it back, send it back, but not actually have to pay for the return shipping. So that's kind of thing you have to look into and just, you know, look forward to. It's just a part of doing business, right? So just accept the fact that it's going to happen, and when it does happen, make the best of the situation for the customer. Make it as enjoyable experience as possible, because you never know who you're dealing with, and sometimes customers can be influencers in their communities. Especially in the older niches, the scooter niche, for instance, older people, you know, talk a lot with their friends. And so if they have a good experience, then, you know, there you go. They're going to talk with their friends about it. They're going to tell everybody about your company and your website. And they're going to say, go to, you know, their website. And then you'll get a bunch of word of mouth referral customers. So it's a good thing to focus on. You know, like, I know that a lot of people doing high ticket dropshipping, they kind of want to be, you know, behind the scenes and not really be the face of the company, but you got to think about, like, the more you're personally in touch with your customers as the owner of the company, the more your customers feel appreciated. And, appreciation is one of the core things that human beings want in life. Appreciation, respect, and, you know, the more you show them that, the more they're going to appreciate and respect you, and the more they're going to feel like referring you to their friends. To their friends and family. So get in touch with your customers, and don't be afraid to send emails from your personal address, you know, yourname@yourcompany.com. And don't be afraid to get on the phone with your customers and say hi and thank them for the purchase, and, you know, let them know about anything that's weird or whatever, or maybe just get them on the phone and delight them by saying, hey, we're going to send you a free gift or something like that. You know, that kind of stuff is really good for long-term customer satisfaction, getting people to come back again, because your goal is not just to make a sale. Your goal is to make a sale and then make that customer a raving fan and have them refer everybody to you and place orders over and over and over again with you, right? So taking it to that next level is where a lot of stores mess up, and they skip that step, or they just stop. You know, they don't actually work towards that. So, you know, if you're a high-ticket dropshipping business, something that you're super passionate about, I would for sure try to connect and network with every single one of my customers. I did with my first store. My first store was selling road bikes, and I really loved riding bicycles. I've always loved riding bicycles since I was a little kid. So every single customer, I actually tried to add them on LinkedIn. That was one of the things I did. And it's kind of funny, but even today, some of those customers still follow me on social media. I even posted a post one time a few weeks ago, and you know, one of the people actually went through the post and signed up for my niches list, and wrote in the niches list comment box where they found me. They said, hey, I've been following you since you were selling road bikes back in the day. And yeah, I see you're very successful now with teaching e-commerce and entrepreneurship. So I wanted to, you know, see if it might be right for me. I thought that was the funniest thing. So you just never know who you're going to deal with. Don't be afraid to network with people, especially through your, you know, dropshipping store. Don't be afraid to talk to them. Guys, this sort of stuff is really good, like I was saying, if you build it into your standard operating procedures. So what I tell my students is, you know, what you should do is film yourself, managing your business on a day-to-day basis and just explain how everything works in the same way you would do if you were onboarding a virtual assistant to your company, just, you know, having a video chat with them. Have it with the YouTube video with the camera on your computer and upload it to, you know, YouTube as an unlisted playlist or something like that. And then you'll use that playlist for your employee training, for your virtual assistant training in the future. And it's a great way to make sure that your future virtual assistants, you know, can get training and you don't have to do the same training over and over and over again. So make sure you're doing that. And yeah, you'll be able to outsource your business a lot better. And guarantee you, if you build a company culture of customer satisfaction, you're going to rake in a lot more profits in the long run, be able to parlay them into a bigger team, into more content, into more suppliers and products, and scale your business much bigger and eventually sell out for a much higher price because your team is going to be happy taking care of customers. Everything's going to be outsourced and it's going to be a very turnkey investment. Keep in mind, guys, you can get upwards of mid to high 20x monthly net profits as a multiplier. So let's do the math really quick. If you build a dropship business, you keep it for about a year or two, and you're making $5,000 on average per month, and your business sells for 28x, you can get $140,000 for your business. So that's, you know, average. And if your business is doing double that, $10,000 a month, you can get $280,000. If your business is doing $20,000 a month, you can get $560,000. And if your business is doing $30,000 a month in net earnings, which is not unheard of, you can get upwards of $840,000 for your dropshipping store. So do it, guys. Get out there. Build a company culture of amazing customer satisfaction. Do it yourself. Network with your customers. And we'll see you in the next episode. And by the way, I'm going to be hopefully reopening the High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass by the end of the month. I'm really excited. I'm going to be doing a whole launch, so stay tuned for that, guys. So I'm excited to release it. I've been filming a ton of new episodes, scaling the case study store quite a bit, and lots of good things to come. So stay tuned for more updates coming from E-commerce Paradise. We'll see you in the next one. Take care.